على سيدنا ومولانا رسول الله.
الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان فسواه فعدله في أي صورة ما شاء ركبه وأنعم عليه بنعم سابغات ولو شاء منعه وشق له سمعه وبصره وجعل له لسانا فأنطقه وخلق له عقلا وكلفه وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صفوة خلقه وعلى آله المطهرين وطيب صحبه. إخوة الإيمان، إن نعم الله تعالى علينا كثيرة لا نحصيها، وهو تعالى مالكنا ومالك ما أنعم به علينا، وقد أوجب الله علينا شكر هذه النعم، وذلك بأن لا نستعملها فيما لم يأذن به، أي لا نستعمل هذه النعم في الحرام، فيما حرم الله تعالى. فمالك أخي المسلم نعمة من نعم الله تعالى، فلا تنفق مالك في غير ما أذن الله فيه. Dear brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى endowed upon us many ni'am, many endowments, and they are countless. And He owns us, and He owns this ni'am that we own. And He ordered us to thank Him by using these endowments and ni'am in which He accepts, and not to use them in the prohibitions. So Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon you the money, so do not use it in the haram way. والله تعالى أنعم عليك ببدنك، بدنك نعمة فلا تستعمله في معصية الله، ويدك نعمة فلا تستعملها فيما لا يرضي الله، ورجلك نعمة فلا تمشي بها إلى ما يسخط الله، وعينك نعمة فلا تنظر بها إلى ما نهى الله عن النظر إليه، وأذنك نعمة فلا تستمع إلى ما حرم الله الاستماع إليه، ولسانك نعمة فلا تستعمله فيما حرم الله النطق به. So dear brothers, among the endowments that Allah Ta'ala gave upon you is your money, and your hands, and your eyes, and your feet, and your tongue, and your time, and your ear, and many other endowments. So do not dare to use these ni'am in a way that Allah Ta'ala does not accept. Do not use these ni'am in a way that Allah Ta'ala prohibited, because that will lead you to hellfire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخِي الْمُسْلِمِ ولا تعص الله بما أنعم به عليك وملكك إياه. So fear Allah, dear fellow brother, and do not use any of the things that Allah made you own in the way that Allah Ta'ala does not accept. Because if you did, then you would have disobeyed Him. And if you disobey Allah, you subject yourself to hellfire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فإن عصيته فقد عصيت من تجب عليك طاعته وظلمت نفسك والله لا يحب الظالمين الذين ظلموا أنفسهم بمعصيتهم ربهم ربهم. So dear brother, if you disobeyed Allah, then you have committed ظلم, you have committed injustice to yourself. Allah Ta'ala does not accept those who are ظالمون. Allah Ta'ala does not accept those who do injustice to themselves or to others. واللسان إخوة الإيمان نعمة عظيمة شرف الله بها الإنسان وامتن بها عليه في القرآن معددا نعمته عليه فقال عز من قائل: ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين. This ayah Allah Ta'ala is describing the ni'am that He gave to the human being, that He honored the human being with. Did we not give him two eyes and a tongue and two lips? Allah Ta'ala is mentioning these ni'am. So, and at the same time, one is to be warned from misusing them in the way that Allah does not accept. Although these good ni'am are things that Allah Ta'ala gave us, they are, however, they could be very dangerous if they are misused. إِلَّا أَنَّ خَطَرَهُ هَذَا اللِّسَانِ عَظِيمٌ فَإِنَّ جِرْمَهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. The size of it is small, however, the acts of it are major. The crimes that it may commit are major. That tongue might commit major crimes. And that could be by saying things that are prohibited, by saying kufr even, wal'iyadhu billahi ta'ala. And what is a worse crime than committing kufr, wal'iyadhu billahi ta'ala? وَقَدْ حَذَّرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ خَطَرِ اللِّسَانِ فيما صح في سنن الترمذي أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه سأل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قلت يا نبي الله وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم. سيدنا معاذ بن جبل, he asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, are we accounted for the things that we say? Are we judged for the things that we utter with our tongues? Then the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, Thakilatka ummuka ya Mu'adh, wa hal yakubbu an-nasa fi an-nari ala wujuhihim aw ala manakhirihim illa hasa'ida al-sinatihim. The Prophet answered alayhi salatu wassalam by saying, a lot of the people are thrown into hellfire onto their faces because of the consequences of the misuse of their tongues. That's what takes them to hellfire. They will be thrown on their faces into hellfire because of the bad things that they committed with their tongues. May Allah protect me and you. ومن حصائد الألسنة التي تكب الناس على وجوههم في النار الغيبة والنميمة. Among the consequences and the results that leads people to hellfire is غيبة and نميمة. وهما من أسباب عذاب القبر. And those sins both are among the reasons for the torture in the grave. فإن ذكرت أخاك المسلم بما فيه بما يكرهه في خلفه فقد اغتبته. And if you talked about your fellow Muslim, listen to this. If you talked about him, something that is true in him, he has this character. Or you said it to others about him in his absence, when he was away, you said, this person is such and such. And it is true that he is such and such, but you talked about him in a way he does not accept, then you have committed ghibah. You have gossiped him, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and you have disobeyed Allah. كَأَنْ تَقُولَ فِيهِ فُلَانٌ سَيِّئِ الْخُلُقِ أو ضعيف الفهم أو بخيل أو بيته وسخ أو أولاده قليلو التربية. كل هذا من أنواع الغيبة. Such as saying about him, this person, he has bad manners. This person is slow in understanding. This person is dumb. This person is stingy, he's not kind. This person, his house is filthy. All of this, even if it's true, he does not accept. This is ghibah. You have disobeyed Allah by just saying these words. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَقَدْ شَبَّهَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْغِيبَ بِأَكْلِ لَحْمِ أَخِيكَ مَيْتًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala likened the example of ghibah, the one who commits ghibah, to the person who actually eats the flesh of his fellow Muslim brother. Imagine you're eating the flesh of another human being. That's how Allah Ta'ala drew similarity between the one who commits ghiba and the one who actually eats flesh of the other human. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أتحب يا أخي المسلم أن يأكل أحد لحمك وأنت ميت؟ Do you like that someone eats your flesh while you are dead? You're dead and someone comes and eats your flesh? That's how Allah Ta'ala likened the ghibah to the other fellow Muslim. قطعا لا نحن لا نحب هذا فعلينا أن نجتنب الغيبة أجارنا الله وإياكم. So this is the غيبة, we defined it. As for the نميمة, أما النميمة فهي أن تنقل كلام شخص إلى آخر لتفسد بينهما, وهذا من الكبائر. النميمة من الكبائر, وقد حذر منه النبي بقوله لا يدخل الجنة قتات, أي لا يدخلها مع الأولين لأنه يتأخر بسبب استحقاقه العذاب في النار. والقتات هو النمام. The namima is to transfer something that was said by someone, you transfer it to another person to cause fitna, to cause trouble, to stir up trouble between them. You go to this person, you hear a word from him against another, then you grab it and go to the other person and you tell him such and such said this and that about you, with the niyyah that to make fitna between them, to stir up trouble between them. This is namima, and this is from the enormous sins, from the kabair. And the Prophet warned from that by saying, the one who commits namima will not enter al-jannah from those who first enter it. Means he will be delayed because he will deserve torture in hellfire. While other people are entering Al-Jannah, he will be delayed from entering it. Why? Because he deserved the torture because of the sins he committed, like the namima. وَمِنْ حَصَائِدِ الْأَلْسِنَ الْكَذِبِ. And among the consequences of the misuse of the tongue is lying. Also another sin of the tongue. وَهُوَ الْإِخْبَارُ بِخِلَافِ الْوَاقِعِ عَمْدًا مَعَ الْعِلْمِ بِأَنَّهُ بِخِلَافِ الْوَاقِعِ. And we defined it in previous khutbas, that lying is to tell something other than the truth intentionally. While you know it is not true, you still say it as if it's true. And this is haram. Whether you said it while you are joking or while you are serious, it is still haram. And among the haram sins as well is to swear by the name of Allah in a lie. And this is among the big sins. So you say, I swear by Allah, I did such and such. And you know for sure you did not do it. And you swore by the name of Allah that you did it. If you just did this, then this is haram. And this is an enormous sin. لأن ذلك فيه تهاون يعني الحلف بالله كاذبا حرام وهو من الكبائر لأن في ذلك تهاون في تعظيم الله تعالى فإن كان فيه اقتطاع حق مسلم بهذه اليمين الكاذبة فقد أوجب الله لفاعل ذلك النار. وإياك أخي المسلم من قذف المسلم فإن ذلك من المهلكات. القذف السب, وذلك بأن تنسب إليه الزنا ونحوه, وقد تساهل كثير من الناس في زماننا بقذف المسلمين والمسلمات. بقذفهم يعني بقولهم فلان زاني أو فلانة زانية أو ابن الزانية أو أخ الزانية والعياذ بالله. هذا يسمى قذف, هذه المسبة تسمى قذف, وقد انتشرت بحيث لا تكاد تمر في طريق في بلادنا إلا ويطرق سمعك على مثل هذه الألفاظ والعياذ بالله تعالى. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات, وذكر منها قذف القذف, قذف المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات. Also among the sins and the consequences of the misuse of the tongue is to do qadf. Qadf in Arabic is to swear at someone, to cuss someone by attributing zina to him. So you call him, you adulterer, or you son of the adulterer, or you the brother of an adulterer. Adulterer is a person who commits zina, wal'iyadu billah. This is called qadf in Arabic. And it is among the major sins that the Prophet warned from. And in our countries, it became very popular. In our countries, this statement became very popular to the extent that any road that you're walking in, it's hard not to hear people using these words, exchanging them between each other, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, swearing to each other in this way. So be warned from that, dear brothers. ومن هذه الذنوب التي هي من جرم اللسان شتم المسلم بغير حق وهو من كبائر الذنوب. And also among these major sins that are by the tongue are from the acts of the tongue committed by the tongue is to curse the Muslim unrightfully, to make la'na on him. To make la'na on a Muslim unrightfully is among the big sins. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, سباب المسلم فسوق وهذا ما مما تساهل فيه كثير من الناس. Many people now also do this. La'na on this, la'na on that, la'na on that. والعياذ بالله. They make la'na on the Muslim. Make la'na on the shaitan. That's good. If you make la'na on the devil, when you're angry, make la'na on the devil. Damn the devil. Don't damn your fellow Muslim brother. This is haram. فإياك أخي المسلم من سب المسلم بغير حق واحفظ لسانك فقد قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. معناه المسلم الكامل هو الذي سلم الناس من لسانه ومن يده، وأما من لم يكن كذلك فلا يكون مسلما كاملا. هو مسلم ولكنه ليس بكامل، ليس كامل الإيمان، يعني عاصي. The Prophet he said عليه الصلاة والسلام the true Muslim is the one, the perfect Muslim is the one whom does not harm the people by hand or by tongue. The one who does not harm people by hand or tongue is the real Muslim, meaning the perfect Muslim or the Muslim that has full Iman. So that means if you are not like that, if you are the kind that harms people by hand, physically يعني, or by tongue, by saying things to them that are harmful, then you are not a Muslim that is kamil, that is perfect Muslim. You are a Muslim, but you are a Muslim who is sinner. You're committing sins. والعياذ بالله تعالى. فإن كان شتمه بلعن كأن يدعو عليه باللعن كقول بعضهم لعن الله فلان، واللعن معناه أبعده من الخير. فإن كان كذلك فهو أشد. And it's worse if someone made la'na on someone by saying, for example, may Allah damn such and such person. Asking, and when you damn someone in Arabic, la'na, the word al-la'na means, may Allah deprive him from khayr. When you say, when you use the word la'na, then you are asking Allah to deprive this person, keep him away from the goodness, from the khayr. And this is haram. You are making dua against him. If you did that unrightfully, then this is haram. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he warned to, from that to the extent he said, لَعْنُ الْمُسْلِمِ كَقَتْلِهِ. In the hadith he said, literally, damning the Muslim is like killing him. That's how bad it is. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is just to show how big of a sin this is. ومن آفات اللسان الاستهزاء بالمسلم بكلام يدل على تحقيره، فهذا داخل في إيذاء المسلم، وهذا ما يفعله كثير من الناس هذه الأيام. And also among the haram sins that are committed by the tongue, I don't know, I mentioned probably 7 by now. All are acts from the tongue that lead to hellfire, والعياذ بالله. Among these acts is if someone mocks his fellow Muslim brother, makes fun of him, والعياذ بالله تعالى, by saying something to degrade him, by saying something to belittle him. This is also haram from the sins of the tongue, because you are breaking his heart. You are harming him with these words. So be warned from that. And many people nowadays, they do that. Watch what you say. Before you say it, hold it. Think there are angels looking at you, writing down what you're going to say. And think, if I said this, is it going to be good or bad? Is it good for me and that person, or is it bad for both of us? If it is, don't say it. Swallow it. Leave it. Because that might lead you to hellfire. فَيَا أَخِي الْمُسْلِمْ احْذَرْ مِنْ آفَاتِ اللِّسَانِ وَمِنْ أَخْطَرِ مَا يَصْدُرُ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ وَمِنْ أَخْطَرِ مَا يَصْدُرُ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ الَّذِي هُوَ كُفْرٌ الْكَلَامِ الَّذِي هُوَ كُفْرٌ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And among the worst things that come out from the tongue is kufr, to say things that are kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is among the worst things. If someone cussed Allah, he made la'na on Allah in the Middle East, became very popular. When someone is angry, he will say يلعن, he will make لعنة, and then he will mention someone's God. He will say, he will make that لعنة to his Lord, to his رب والعياذ بالله, or to the ملائكة, the angels, or the Islam. This is all kufr. Takes him out of Islam. He's no longer a Muslim. Even if his name was Muhammad or Abdullah, or if he went to Hajj, as soon as he says the kufr, he is no longer a Muslim. He needs to immediately return to al-Islam by saying the shahadatain. And if he did not, and he died on this kufr, he will never see al-Jannah. He will go to hellfire forever. Because he's making la'na on Allah. You think Allah is going to give him al-Jannah? If he was accountable and he made la'na on Allah, and he died on this kufr, he will go to hellfire. May Allah protect us and you from it. فيا أخي المسلم ما تقدم يدلك بوضوح على خطر اللسان فاعمل حمان الله وإياك بما قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صمت نجا. So dear brothers, from what I mentioned, you see how dangerous it is to use the tongue in some cases, to misuse the tongue. So it's best and safer for you to follow the teachings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام when he said, "Man samata naja." Whoever is silent will be safer. The more silent you are, the safer you are. So have lengthy silence, except from dhikr. If you're making dhikr, say a lot of dhikr as much as you can. Otherwise, talking too much is not good. If it's something that is not useful, not about the teaching the religion, if you're not talking about dhikr, if you're not advising someone good, then talking useless things is not praised. وَعْمَلْ بِمَا قَالَهُ سَيِّدُنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مَسْعُودِ حَيْثُ أَمْسَكَ لِسَانَهُ وَخَطَبَهُ قَائِلًا يَا لِسَانْ قُلْ خَيْرًا تَغْنَمْ وَاسْكُتْ عَنْ شَرٍ تَسْلَمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَنْدَمْ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ أَكْثَرُ خَطَايَا ابْنُ آدَمَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ. Listen to this, Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he addressed his tongue. He's talking to his tongue. He said, "Oh tongue, say good, you will be winner. Say good things, you will be a winner. And be silent from saying bad things, you will be safer before you regret." He's talking to his tongue. Then he said, "Because I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, most of the sins of the son of Adam are due to his tongue, are because of his tongue. Most of the sins of the people today are because of their tongues. If you look at it, most of the people, they don't know how to talk, how to use their tongues. If it is he's talking with his friend, he will fall in sins. If he's talking about someone else, he's falling in sins. If he's talking about religion, he's not careful of what he says. And if he's talking to a Muslim or even a non-Muslim, he's not careful and he might fall in sins, if not kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Be careful. Sometimes people, they talk to other non-Muslims, they want to be nice to them, so they say to them, "I respect your religion." وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. We don't, Muslims don't respect kufr. Isn't it true? We don't respect blasphemy. You can tell him, "I understand your religion, however, we don't believe that it's true. We believe that Islam is the true religion. It's the religion of all the prophets. And I advise you to be Muslim by, and you become a Muslim by saying the shahadatain." This is how you talk to them. Be honest. فأخي المسلم إياك والاستهزاء بأخيك المسلم بكلام تجده سهلا على لسانك ويكون سببا في عذاب النار. Be careful, dear brother, from all the sins that we talked about. Because of these things, you will end up in hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. Because of the lying, the ghiba, the namima, the buhtan, the gossip, the tale-bearing, the cussing of a Muslim unrightfully, all of these things, wal'iyadu billah, lead to hellfire for a torture in it. How long? Allah knows. However, if that statement that was said by the person was kufr, and he died on this kufr, it will lead him to hellfire forever. He will never come out of it. No one can give him shafa'ah. If a person dies as a kafir, there is no shafa'ah for him. We ask Allah to protect us. And remember always that there are two angels, their task, Raqib and Atid, their task is to record everything that the person says and does. Whatever you do and you say, these angels, their task is to write it down. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us. As Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفروا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد وعن الأولياء والصالحين أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم فاتقوه واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم. Dear brothers, know that Allah Ta'ala ordered you also to make a lot of salat and salam on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he said, فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات واحفظ ألسنتنا يا رب العالمين واحفظنا مما يدخل النار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألهمنا أن نستعمل ألسنتنا وسائر جوارحنا فيما يرضيك. ربنا فإن المعصوم من عصمته والموفق من وفقته والمخذول من أشقيته. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.